Now, today we're going to start to talk about functions. As I've said before, the two big ideas in modern mathematics are sets and functions. Every sentence, practically, written in modern mathematics is about sets and functions. And so this is an idea that we really have to get straight. And unfortunately, the way you were taught about functions in high school is not quite right, so we have to get this straightened out. So let S and T be sets. A function f from S to T is a rule. In high school, here's the way we said it. The function f from S to T is a rule that assigns to each element of S a unique element of T. This definition is problematic. The main difficulty is the use of the words rule and assign. For instance, let S equal T be the integers. Consider f of x equals x squared if there is life as we know it on Mars, and f of x equals 3x minus 5. If there is not life as we know it on Mars, is this a function? Can we see on can what we see on the right be considered a rule? Do we have to wait until we have found life on Mars before we can consider this as a function? Well, that's kind of a silly example, but there are more serious examples we're going to see in a few minutes. More significantly, in practice, thinking of a function as a rule is extremely limiting. The functions f of x equal x squared minus 3x plus 1, gx equals sine x, hx equal log x divided by x squared plus 4 are obviously given by rules, but open up your newspaper and look on the financial page at the graph of the gross national product. This is certainly the graph of a function. It's dollar amounts against time. But what rule describes it? Well, if you knew the rule, you'd probably be rich and you could retire. Nobody knows the rule. It is best in advanced mathematics to have a way to think about functions that avoid subjective words like rule and assign. That is the motivation for our next definition. So definition, let S and T be sets. A function f from S to T is a relation on S and T such that 1, every S in S is in the domain of f. 2, if S comma T is in f and S comma U is in f, then T equals U. And that's it. So the two axioms here for a function are very simple. The first one says that every element in S gets used, and the second axiom says that every element in S gets used only once. It can't get assigned to two different places. Of course, we refer to S and T as the domain and the range, respectively, of F. Condition 1 mandates that each element S of S is associated with some element of T. Condition 2 mandates in a formal manner that each element of S is associated to only one member of T. Notice, however, that the definition neatly sidesteps assign or rule. Now look back at our Mars definition and decide for yourself whether it is a function. That's a little exercise for you. We shall frequently speak of the image of a given function F from S to T. This just means the set that is the image of F when it is thought of as a relation. It is the set of elements T and T such that there is an S and S with S, T, and F. Example, let S be the set 1, 2, 3, T be the set A, B, C, set F equal to 1, A, 2, A, 3, B. This is a function, for it satisfies the properties set down in the definition. Given the way that you were accustomed to writing functions in earlier courses, you might find it helpful to view this function as F of 1 equals A, F of 2 equals A, F of 3 equals B. Notice that each element 1, 2, 3 of the domain is assigned, and I'm using the word assigned here informally, to one and only one element of the range. However, the definition of function allows the possibility that two different elements of the domain be assigned to the same range element. Observe that for this function, the image is A, B, while the range is A, B, C. Example. Let S be 1, 2, 3, and let T be A, B, C, D, E. Set F equal 1, B, 2, C, 3, E. This is a function, for it satisfies the properties set down in the definition. Notice that each element of the domain S is used once and only once. However, not all elements of the range are used. That's okay. According to the definition of function, this is a legitimate example. Example, let S be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let T be A, B, C. This time there are more elements in S than there are in T. Nonetheless, F equals 1, A, 2, A, 3, B, 4, B, 5, C is a function. It repeats values, but it definitely satisfies the definition. Each element 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is used exactly once and only once. That's the main point. Definition: let f be a function with domain s and range t. We often write such a function as f colon s arrow t. This is really useful notation, and we will use it a lot. We say that f is one-to-one or injective if whatever s comma t is an f and s prime comma t is an f, then s equals s prime. We sometimes refer to such a mapping as an injection. We also call such a map injective or univalent. So the point of a one-to-one function is that different elements of the domain get sent to different places. You can't send two different elements of the domain to the same target element. Compare this new definition with the definition of function. The new condition is similar to condition two for functions, but it's not the same. We are now mandating that no two domain elements be associated with the same range element. Example, let s equal t be the reals, let f be the set of all ordered pairs x comma x squared. We may also write this function as f colon r to r, x goes to x squared, or as f of x equals x squared. It is easy to verify that f satisfies the definition of function. However, both of the ordered pairs, minus 2, 4, and 2, 4, are in f. In other words, f of minus 2 equals 4 and f of 2 equals 4, so that f is not 1-to-1. It sends minus 2 and 2 to the same place. Example, let s equal t equal r, and let f be the function x cubed plus x minus 5. Then f prime x is 3x squared plus 1, which is positive for every x. Therefore, f is a strictly increasing function by what you learned in calculus. In particular, if s is less than t, then f of s is less than f of t, so that f of s is not equal to f of t. It follows that the function is 1-to-1. Definition. Let f be a function with domain s and range t. If for each t and t there is an s and s, such that f of s equals t, then we say that f is onto or surjective. We sometimes refer to such a mapping as a surjection. Notice that a function is onto precisely when its image equals its range. Example. Let f of x equals x squared be the function from an earlier example. Recall that from that example that s equals t equals the reals, the point t equals minus 1 and t has the property that there is no s at s such that f at s equals t. Minus 1 is not the square of any real number. As a result, this function f is not onto. Example, let s be the reals, let t be the set of x in the reals, which are bigger than or equal to 1 and less than infinity. Let g from s to t be given by x squared plus 1. Then for each t and t, the number s equals the square root of t minus 1 makes sense and lies in s. Moreover, g of s equals t. It follows that this function g is surjective. However, g is not injective, it's not 1-to-1 because of the square factor. Have another look at the function f from r to r given by f at x equals x squared. We have already noted in an earlier example this function is not onto, but if we restrict the range to t equals the set of all y and r such that y is bigger than or equal to 0, so that f maps r to t, then it is easy to verify this function is now onto. In other words, every non-negative real number does have a square root. There are several elementary operations that allow us to combine functions in useful ways. In this section, and from now on, we shall, whenever possible, write our functions in the form fx equals formula for the sake of clarity. However, we must keep in mind that we shall frequently see that many functions cannot be expressed with an elegant formula. Now, I gave you an example from the newspaper, and there are many other examples as well. Thank you. That's it for today.